from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello, podcasters. New week, new us.
And what, new ass?
No, new us.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, really. Did you get like butt surgery
butt
or something?
Butt implants?
Butt implants? I thought you were sitting higher than normal in your chair.
Do you think that would help my coccyx issues? You know how I can't sit down for too long or my coccyx hurts?
How long until your coccyx hurts? 545-11919.
Oh, 5 or 6 hours.
Okay, that's a long time. You should be getting up before.
Yeah, but like if
so
I'm
you can sit down
I'm
at a rugby game?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah. But if I'm home sick, for example, and I'm just like sitting on the couch all day, I'll get the bit of coccyx pain.
Really? What do you have
Particularly
to do?
Particularly if it's multiple days in a row.
What do you, I mean, we're on the podcast, so we can be a little looser than we would on a radio show.
Mm.
How do you fix your coccyx pain?
Stand up.
Oh, really? You're not like, Dan, I need a massage.
Come and give it a rub. No. Just stand up.
He's like,
up.
I don't want to do it anymore. It's every 5 hours I need to do this.
I bonded with someone recently over having a long coccyx. Lockie, maybe?
Lockie and Digital said he's got a long coccyx, but I think you've got confused with coccyx and something else. Anyway, enjoy the episode, guys, especially if you're here for the Builder Boat recap. Ellie put minutes of work into editing it together, so I hope you enjoy it.
Bye. Check your coccyxes, everybody.
get your coccyxes out.
Live across the sunny coast.
Ring-a-ding-ding, you're the winner.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Well, hang on, calm it right down there, okay? If you come in with that amount of energy, how the hell are we keeping that up all week?
Mate, I can just take it up a notch. Tomorrow, hey, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, but then
and
by
then
Thursday,
just get bigger and bigger.
By Thursday, okay.
By Friday,
all right.
I'm bloody taking my top off and running around. All that excited.
I'm busy that day.
I've got a top on underneath. I'm just taking my jumper off. Anyway, weird way to start the week.
Hello, Sunny Coast. We're losing our minds because Builder Boat Regatta was over the weekend. We had so much fun. Ellie's been piecing together a whole heap of audio for the last couple of hours. I know, she came in before the show.
Who would have thought?
And did almost a 5-hour workday today.
Who would have thought? What? Honestly, if anything is going to get me to do it, it's the Builder Boat Regatta. It was so much fun down at Golden Beach on Saturday.
Yeah.
If you haven't checked out our socials yet, pop on, have a look.
Yeah,
see
totally.
All the boats. It was amazing, but you will hear some of the highlights over the next 3 hours of the day as well.
Yeah, speaking of, in the next 3 hours, in the next little bit, I want to ask the question, when have you been humbled by a teenager? Because my mate did a triathlon yesterday, and I'm going to let the audio play for itself in about a half an hour's time, but he was humbled by a teen.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
We want to take a look back at what went down on Saturday.
Design the life you want with supports by Design Disability Services.
Build a boat to win 2K cash.
Ellie and Taz's Build a Boat Regatta.
We've been talking about it for months. It's one of our favourite events on the calendar at CFM each year. For the third year running, the Build a Boat Regatta was back.
Whole heap of cash prizes as well. So we saw families, businesses, friend groups all get together and construct these amazing contraptions.
Mm-hmm.
Some pedal powered, some paddle powered, some not powered at all. Looking at you, Rod from Peridian. Come on. The boat fell apart, but they did eventually get their door in the water. And a whole heap of cash prizes, over $3,500 to give away on the day.
Yep. So we do have some audio from the day that we're going to drip feed to you over the next few hours. But let's kick it off with the start of the day, the welcome and the heats of CFM's Build-A-Boat Regatta.
Welcome to the third ever Build-A-Boat Regatta. Give us a cheer. Hello, legends. How are we feeling about today?
Oh, yeah, we're feeling pretty good.
We're Titanic.
Yep.
I'm going to prove the Titanic wrong.
This is our boat. Get effed.
Get effed. Yeah. And effed means...
Virago.
Virago. Yeah. Of course. That's what I would have said. Yeah. I was going to say finalist, but, you know,
that's
same
good
thing.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah.
This boat, I think, wins the creativity award so far. Hello, legends. What's the boat's name?
Thinky.
So you don't want to live up to your name then?
No, definitely not.
Everybody else is shaking in their boots, guys, with this boat. What's the boat's name?
Origami.
It looks like a canoe. Was it a canoe that you've just dressed up and pretended?
No, it was never a canoe.
Never a canoe, no.
This looks too good, that's all.
On your marks, get set, row! And they're off and racing! The Spotter Pirates are breaking out to an early lead, paddling their way on their massive inflatable water things. I don't even know what they are. Oz and Brooks and the Big Breakfast are sinking. There's no other word for it. They are absolutely sinking. They're coming to the finish line, the Spotter Pirates! They have passed the finish line!
Are they supposed to hit the finish line?
The orange boy.
Oh, keep coming, guys. Line.
Just kidding, now they've finished. Turns out the orange boy was the finish line, my bad.
Marks, get set! Rise of the Kraken off to a solid start. Can we get the Kraken drug tested, please? Because it is Rise of the Kraken heading for the finish line.
Alrighty, let's get this bad boy underway. Heat number 4, CFM's Build-A-Boat Regatta for 2024. 3, 2, 1, go! And they're off and racing. Oh, wow. Origami, the purpose-built canoe. That is something straight out of Paris. I can't even run fast enough to keep up with that. Kaz, in his legendary...
So that was the first 4 heats of the Build-A-Boat Regatta.
So much fun. So many people getting involved. And, yeah, we had to lock in our finale. Not Ellie or me made it to the final.
Yeah, because we were racing, we didn't get a lot of audio of our boats in, like, specifically.
Yes.
My boat, the Ahoy Me Milk Carties.
Everybody hated on it. I hated on it.
Yeah.
I am not too proud to say.
She floated. She bloody floated.
No,
everybody.
No. Hang on. Not only did it float, it worked really well.
Thank you. Not a single person thought it would. Everyone's like, it's not going to hold your weight. It worked.
It just did.
The tape was coming apart a little bit halfway down the straight.
Compared to Foss and Brooke, you did amazingly.
Yes.
They were easily the worst boat there, guys. Come on. Saturday morning, a beautiful day at Golden Beach. It was our Build-A-Boat Regatta for 2024, the third year running. This was your idea years and years and years ago. How cool is it to see the Sunny Coast getting behind it?
Yeah, so cool. I mean, it's not an original idea. These have been done around the country for years, but and I believe there's even been one on the Sunny Coast before. But as soon as I moved here, I knew that it was something that we needed to do, as a station.
It was so good. It's got bigger and better every year, and so many people joined us at Golden Beach with boats, some without boats, just bringing their families down, kids down. Mm-hmm. It's a great event to be a part of, and it was so good to see everybody there. But we haven't crowned a winner just yet.
No.
Well, we did on the day, but not on air. You haven't heard it yet.
We just played you the heats. Let's have a listen to the grand finale.
4 boats stand in front of me. Only one will be victorious, winning themselves $2,000. Sailors, are we ready? No? All right, 3, 2, 1. Woo! And they're off and racing for the final time. I'm going to need to be quick down the shores today to keep up with these boats. Origami streaming to an early lead. The Banana Boys not too far behind, while Rise of the Kraken is also pedaling strongly. The Spotter Pirates drifting a little bit further behind. But it's Origami, the two children in costumes, one dressed as a dragon, who has streamed away in their streamlined canoe. Banana Boys coming in second. Could it be the second year running that they've become runner-up? Origami coming to the finish line. Origami, the team with the streamlined canoe, has done it for 2024.
Well done, guys. You guys just won Boat Regatta for 2024. Gary?
Stressful. Kept on turning in the wind.
That's what I saw at the start. You guys ended up going a little bit sideways. Did you think, oh no, was that it? Like, did you think that was going to be it?
We just had to recorrect and keep the knots pointing forwards.
So good. And who are you going to thank for your boat design to?
Definitely my dad.
How cute. cute is that? Definitely thank my dad for the boat design.
Hey, he built the boat the Build a Boat Regatta for 2024. He was very proud of his creation. I chatted to him quite a bit. He was, chuffed to see the boat fly through the water.
Well,
also, just a quick shout out. I mean, she was very humble and she didn't tell me. Mum had to tell me. Mum had to tell me. But Sophia, who was part of Team Origami that picked up the 2K in prizing.
Yep.
She came second in state kayaking last year.
Oh, that is a good skill to have in a build a boat regatta.
Oh, yeah. So we might be seeing her for years to come. But Sunny Coast, it's got to be back for 2025.
We can only hope so. A big thank you as well, of course, to Supports by Design. We could not have done the regatta without their help. Big thank you to the whole team there.
Such a good cause. Yeah, if you want to get around them, learn about what they do, just Google them, Supports by Design. Get behind them. They're a super thing right here on the coast.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
When we deliver a story, we want to make sure that we pronunciate correctly.
I think the word is pronounce.
Pronunciate.
I don't think that's a word.
Pronunciate.
Just pronounce.
You can pronunciate something.
Pronunciation.
Yeah, and you can pronunciate.
Enunciate? I don't think you can pronunciate. Anyway, irrelevant.
So when we deliver a story, we like to...
pronounce correctly. Words correctly.
And especially when going overseas. So we're going to Canada at the moment, a town in Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm.
Which I have reached out to our Canadian friend who works in sales here, Ronnie, and he has replied with this little audio message. Let's see if I got it.
You got it, Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
You got it,
Saskatchewan. Thank you, Ronnie. So there's a town over there in that region of Canada, Saskatchewan, that is about to head into their election. They're going to get a new mayor, which is great, right? However, the big problem for this town, no one wants to run for mayor. They have no one to vote for over there. So
bloody do it.
So their current mayor, I'll come back to that. So their current mayor, George Williams, was elected November 2021, but he's retiring.
Hmm.
No candidates have come forward to seek office.
What's wrong with the job?
I don't know.
Surely there's a good little pay packet that comes with being mayor. Rosanna, if you're listening and want to call up and,
let us
weigh
know.
In on that, us know.
And let us know how to spell, how to pronounce Saskatchewan.
So no one wants the job.
No one wants the job. Would you be up to be the mayor of the town called Kyle?
I thought the town was called Saskatchewan.
No, that's the area that it's in, Sunshine Coast.
The town's called Kyle.
Yes.
Oh, I had a bad history with a guy named Kyle.
Oh, well, you can't be the mayor.
I can't.
No.
I'm off Kyle's.
You probably also have to be, Canadian.
Ronnie!
Yeah! Hang on, let me hear his audio again to really get the authentic Canadian experience.
Okay, hold on. Is it playing?
No.
Oh, okay.
You got it, Saskatchewan.
Okay, all right. Is Ronnie the one to run for mayor of this town?
Is Ronnie the Saskatchewan to run? No, anyway, let's get out of here. The story's done. Story's done, everybody.
Very better. Anyway, good luck, Ronnie, if you run.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
545-11919 Sunny Coast. If you are a millennial or older, you're probably going to relate to this. We are asking, when have you been humbled by a teenager? Because we all think we're young.
Mm.
We all think we can still run as fast as we did when we were a teen, and then you see a real teenager that knows what they're doing, and they're just better than us.
They've got elasticity.
Yeah, they do.
In their joints.
Yep.
They've got collagen in their face.
Their knees don't hurt all the time, okay? And they're not worried about their back.
Lactic acid isn't a thing at that age.
Slipping a disc. I don't even know what that means. So 545-11919, have you been humbled by a teenager? Tell us when. Because on the weekend, Sunday morning, very, very early, me and my mate, who lives normally down the Goldie, he was staying with me Saturday night. We woke up really early Sunday, drove down to Bribie Island.
Mm-hmm.
He's competing in a triathlon down there. A couple of K swim. And I think it was a 20K bike ride, 10K run at the end, right?
Walk in the park.
Took him about an hour and something. Anyway, he was really happy with it. He's done a couple in his time, but he's only recently got into this level of competing. He's 30, 31. He was coming through to the finish line. This was an hour after me and his partner had been following him around the course, taking pictures, like watching him get on the bike and then cheering him past as he cycled for his second lap and everything. So we were with him the whole way through. He's coming round towards the finish line. And you know how they do these? They do them in, they launch them in age demos. So yep. They had the 55 plus and then the 40 plus and then the 30 plus and then the, everybody else, right?
Yeah.
So like the teenagers in the 20s. He's coming around the corner and you're not really competing against the guy next to you, but you do kind of want to run and cross that finish line and use that as a bit of an edge, right?
Yeah.
But he's not competing against the guy next to him because he started at a different time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's running around the corner towards the finish line with another random running at the same speed. Here we go.
There goes a hamstring. Shane and Caleb coming through.
Shane's my mate.
It sounds like Shane has popped something.
Aww.
Shane's in his 30s. Caleb's a teenager. And Shane just can't mix it with the teenagers anymore.
Oh, boo. Didn't like the MC for the day. He laid it on Shane there. So, yeah, Shane's my mate. He didn't pop a hammy, but he did take it real easy towards the final corner because he was like, oh, if I'm overexert myself here, I've already been running and cycling and swimming,
yeah,
I could do something. So he did sort of trip up a little bit. Looking like he did a hammy, we were worried.
Not fair. You've just run an entire triathlon.
Right.
You finally finished.
Yeah.
And the MC's like, ah, you suck.
Can't
handle
it.
Teenager's better than you, mate.
Yeah. Caleb's a teenager. Shane's in his 30s. Can't keep up with the teenagers anymore. I'm like, come on, get stuffed, mate. He's just standing there MCing.
I played a season or two of Touch a couple of years ago down in Kiwana. And we weren't very good. I didn't really know how to play touch. I just like to get the ball and run away from people. That's kind of all I knew to do.
Yeah.
Which the whole take the touch mentality.
Was this last week or week before?
This was like 2 years ago, maybe. It was not long ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we had a pretty like riff-raff team of girls similar to me. Some were good, some were okay.
Yes.
And the rest were like me. And we played the, like, under-16 All-Stars team.
Oh, here we
go.
Who
were playing at school and they were just doing this ladies' social comp as some extra training.
Yes.
Oh,
coming up against adults.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got so smashed to the point where they just scored try after try after try. It was like 40-0 or something.
Yeah.
And we managed at some stage to get a try. But my friend who got the try didn't go to the try line. She put it down the line before that, thinking that was the try line. Because we didn't even know where the try line was by this stage. And we all celebrate. We're all like, yeah, we got one. And the ump's like, sorry, guys.
That's the 10-meter line.
Yeah, you've dropped it short. And the other team, the team of 16-year-old girls, go, oh, let them have it. It's fine.
I'm going to say it. That wouldn't have happened if it was guys.
Really?
A guy team would never, ever have let that slip. Sorry, you didn't do it right.
Well, the ref didn't allow it. The ref was like, no, they didn't get it.
You know what's the worst part about doing that sort of thing is when the other team is so good.
Yeah.
They go, oh, you can have one of our guys.
Oh.
And they give you one of them. It's like, oh. Yeah.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Those storms that were out west have kind of hit Karoi and Coolum and the north end of the coast now.
Coming our way.
But they're drifting out over the ocean, so they should disappear pretty soon. I was reading earlier.
You just said Karoi and ocean in the same sentence?
They're hitting Karoi now,
yep.
But then they're going out east over the ocean.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Hey, you know how you always give me a bit of hass about my weather reporting?
A little bit, yeah.
You know,
when I think quality's down.
Well, every now and again I get it wrong, fair to say.
Okay. You're only human?
I'm only human.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I read today some quotes from the one and only weatherman Livio Regano.
Great.
And they call him a meteorologist in this. So he's obviously got his qualifications.
Well, I think he is a meteorologist.
He knows his stuff.
You're just Ellie.
I'm just Ellie. I'm going to admit it. I don't have a meteorological degree.
No, you don't.
Okay. But still, he's come out and said, look how wishy-washy this is, because he's doing what I do.
Oh,
he's backing both sides.
Well, we love Livio.
I know we love Livio.
What are you doing here?
No, I love Livio.
Okay.
I'm just saying that even qualified meteorologists sometimes are wishy-washy about the weather.
I've got a quote from Livio that he told me when I was 10. I'll let you know what it is soon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I've got quotes from him about the weather this week.
Here we go.
Mine's more recent.
Yes.
He said, it's generally unsettled this week. Every day there's a threat of storms. How hedging your bets is that? The next one? The weather's always on edge but may never deliver.
Oh.
He is sitting on the fence if I've ever heard.
That's a classic Ellie line if I've ever heard one.
See, we all do it. All of us weather people.
Yep.
We just hedge our bets in Queensland.
He came to our school when I was in grade six and I remember this so well. He came up and he goes, I mean, this is what, 20 years ago now, so technology may have changed, but I just like to assume that it's forever correct, is he came to our school and he goes, the seven-day forecast...
Mm-hmm.
From day four onwards, it's kind of a guess.
Is that
and
what
we
they
were
taught
all
you?
10 and we went, we knew it. We knew it.
Well, to be fair.
It's probably updated in the last. That was 20-year-old advice
no,
at this point.
I'd stand by it because the weather, the bomb updates the weather at like 4:55 p.m. each day.
When they go home before the hate come in.
The 5 o'clock weather, you'll notice, is always so different to my 3 o'clock weather.
Yeah, because they actually know what's going on.
Yeah, but before, why don't they know what's going on at 3 p.m. then? Why does it just magically update?
Yep.
Anyway, so don't believe us. Should we just cut the weather altogether from the show?
You can't cut the weather altogether. People have to know roughly what's going on.
Oh, okay, well, in the words of Livio Regano, it's generally unsettled this week. The weather's always on edge but may never deliver.
Love you, Liv.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
This Thursday, Halloween... Get your lollies out, Sunny Coast, because Ellie is snacky.
I am actually. I need to get some lollies for my house.
You're not going to be there.
Well, but my partner might, and I want to feed the children.
What's your go-to lolly? What are you going to have at the Cheney household?
Oh, I might do like fun-sized Snickers. And...
Come on, we know you can afford...
Oh, no, you can't do Snickers, can you?
We know you can afford the full... You don't have to get
I'm not giving out king-size chocolate bars.
Why not?
To every
You'd be the best house.
No, but that's going to cost me heaps.
Yeah.
It's like $3 a pop.
What's your budget for lollies? How much are you going to spend?
$30.
You're going to spend $30?
Is that a lot or not much?
That's not going to get you much.
Isn't it?
It's like a couple of bags of Alan's party mix.
Oh, I could pop over to Silly Solly's. Get some of the, like, hard candies.
Gee. Okay, kids might be skipping your place. But, okay, so Thursday, last year for Halloween, I went out to Park Lakes. You stayed here in the studio. Mm-hmm. This year, both of us are going to go trick-or-treating. Park Lakes are great for it because they do it in the afternoon, firstly, so it's not dark. So it's also during our show. I think they start at, like, 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Families everywhere. The streets are packed. I have never seen it look so much like the US, I guess.
Yeah, right.
It's exactly like I always wanted it to be, trick-or-treating last year at Park Lake. So I thought, why not? Let's do it again. But in last year, you missed out. This year, you're going to get involved. But I do have to pay you back for putting me in a Cinderella outfit last year.
You were the most beautiful Cinderella in all
I
the
was.
Land. I stand
oh, yeah.
by it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My figure looked great in it.
You did. Your legs
However,
were on display.
This year, put your hands out, close your eyes. There we go. Oh, there's gosh, your costume. Tell everybody what you'll be this year.
I love this. An adult inflatable pumpkin costume.
Pumpkin costume. It's a huge pumpkin. So your head sort of pops out the top of the pumpkin and has like the little green stalk bit on it.
Oh, we should both be pumpkins, Taz.
Did
you really spend $35 on this? This is the price. That's what the price tag says.
Yeah, it's tax, isn't it? I can
Did
get that
use
back
the company
next year.
Card? Yeah, you
can. I got a receipt. I've kept my receipt.
How? Okay, so you're going to go to your accountant and be like, oh, can I claim an adult inflatable pumpkin costume on work?
And she'll be like, what do you do for work? I go, I'm in the radio. I go, yeah, okay, no problem.
I love this. I'm going to be the hottest pumpkin around.
It's inflatable, so you'll be humming the entire time.
An inflatable costume's great as well because you don't, you know, if you have a big lunch, it doesn't matter.
When you're inflatable, though, I saw somebody wearing this outfit last year. She was getting tackled the entire time by kids.
Oh.
So, kids of Park Lakes, if you see an inflatable pumpkin outfit...
Don't tackle
with
it.
...with Ellie inside, you can tackle her because it's all just soft.
Do you think if I fall backwards, then I'll just bounce back up again?
No.
Is it that inflatable? Is it bouncy inflatable?
You'll be hitting the concrete if they get you.
Okay, well, kids, steer clear. All right.
Trick-or-treating this Thursday, though. Park Lakes is where we'll be. So if you're there, get excited. Lots of places around the Sunny Coast get involved too.
Yeah.
A couple of places down in Caloundra. Hop on your community board. Find out where's nearest to you. Get around it. So much fun.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Should we do it?
Let's play Bandle.
Let's play it.
How this works, Sunny Coast, is every day there is a new mystery song, a little bit like Wordle. It's sort of the song equivalent of that. We play along on our phones. Ellie and I do not know the answer. And Sunny Coast, if you can beat us to the punch, you'll be going in the draw to win $100 to spend at Mooloolaba Music. We draw it Friday.
I'm looking at today's song.
Okay.
It was released in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Halloween pumpkin up the top.
Oh, which could be makes a spooky. Me think,
yeah, could it be a Halloween-related song?
Well, I mean, when you think of a scary song, what instantly comes to mind?
Thriller.
Yeah.
But we already had that last week, I think, on Bandle.
1984.
Which would tie into the Halloween-y theme.
Yeah, sure would. Okay, so our number, 545-11919, when you think you know what it is, the first layer is just going to be the drums.
Oh.
What? I don't know it.
I know it, but I don't know it.
Can you sing it?
Nah, but I've definitely heard that drum beat before.
There was a lot of clapping in there. What's it going to be like the...
Hey, Mickey, you're so fine.
No, I hate that song.
I love how much you hate that song.
Oh, I hate that song. It's a terrible song. It's about Mickey, 8 seconds on repeat.
So fun. Hey, Mickey. See? You're getting involved. You're
involved
in the clap.
I love the clap part. I love when it ends as well. That's my favourite part of the song. Okay, let's go to the next layer.
All right, here's the bass layer.
No claps, love.
Yeah. Oh!
What?
No. So... there's something that I think it is, but I think it's too much too early.
You know what the problem is? The problem is you and I were both born in the 90s, and this is from 1984. So 80s kids, we need your help. 545-11919. Can we go to the next layer?
We can.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones.
Okay.
545-11919. Who's this?
It's Rhiann.
Hey, hello, Rhiann. Firstly, were you alive in the 80s?
I was.
Okay, cool. You can help us out then. I think it's on the tip of my tongue. I know it, but tell us what it is.
I think it's You Spin Me Right Round, Baby. I can't think of things there.
Yes. It's by Dead or Alive. You Spin That's Me it. Right Round. Play the next layer, Chaney. Yes.
Good job, Rhiann.
Well done, Rhiann. What level did you get that on, the drums or the next one?
Drums.
Oh, so you were just listening to us flounder, be like, oh, I think I know it, but I'm not too sure.
Floundering is a great way of describing it.
100% to her, but yeah. Well,
you have done well, sister, and you have gotten yourself on that shortlist for $100 to spend at Mooloolaba Music. We'll draw that later in the week.
Thank you very much. Thanks,
no Rhiann. Problem at all. Well done, Bandle. We'll be back tomorrow. Spin.
Banger.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Touch this. Stop. Tidbit time.
Well, look, this tidbit is actually super newsworthy, but we haven't yet mentioned that Kiwanis own Jared Blay was sworn in today.
Is
the
okay.
Deputy Premier of Queensland.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Congrats to him. Elected in the seat of Kiwanis once again and now is second from the big dog.
And if the big dog ever goes away, steps up.
Exactly.
You know, because they often go to like China or Tonga, you know, they always do those little visits somewhere else. They have to go.
Yeah.
He steps up, he becomes the big man.
What has to happen for Jared to get the trips overseas, though? Does Chris Foley have to just completely step down?
Yeah. Yeah, look, Jared may not get any overseas work trips.
Ah,
he's just under that
so
level.
Close.
Yeah, he's so close. He's so far.
So close.
Keep at it, Jared. You'll get there one day, buddy.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.